gonna be fun podcasting days. Let's go.
You're recording.
Hi, this is Authors or Authorpreneurs with Cindy Hyde, and my name's Maria, and I will be your narrator for today. We're going to start with advantages and disadvantages of being a writer.
I'm not going to publish it.
I know. I love it.
And even if I did, welcome to our world.
Yes.
15 tries to get something recorded.
Oh my gosh. Fun times. I can't wait. To understand the advantages and disadvantages of being a writer, we first need to answer the question, what is a writer? Now, to quote it best, Brandon A. Tream, Tream.
It's not a misspelling.
No. A writer is simply a photographer of thoughts. Writers record snapshots, history, of their own lives or of their imagination. According to dictionary.com, a writer is a person engaged in writing books, articles, stories, and etc. Especially as an occupation or profession, an author or journalist. And they use the simpler definition, a person who writes or is able to write. But my favorite definition is a person who commits his or her thoughts, ideas, etc. to writing. Dictionary.com 2018. Writers are valuable treasures in every culture.
Yeah.
Writers throughout the ages have recorded history for us, educated with their writing, entertained us, and baffled us with their words. Writers are exceptional, irreplaceable, and unique.
Yeah.
They are admired, esteemed, and respected. Being a writer is not a fun or glorious career. It is hard work. I would agree. Writing has both advantages and disadvantages. As a writer, you have probably already experienced some of the advantages and some of the disadvantages. Maybe you have experienced them all. I believe the rewards for being a writer far outweigh the disadvantages. Some of the benefits or advantages in this chapter may fit you as a writer, and some may not. My job is to make you aware of them both so you will be prepared and all the wiser when making decisions about writing your career. Here are 13 advantages of being a writer. 13 advantages of being a writer. Number one, you can express yourself. Number two, you can touch the hearts of your readers. Number three, you can teach others how to do things. Number four, you can inspire and encourage your readers. Number five, write about any topic that inspires or moves you. Number six, work in any location. Number seven, work anytime you choose. Number eight, flexible hours. Number nine, work only when the creativity flows. Number 10, be your own boss. Number 11, potential to make a great deal of money. Number 12, freelance writing is always an option to generate more income. Number 13, it releases the creative flow so you are not backwashed with unwritten words. So those are our 13. Some writers who are involved in and imitate relationship with words and write for the sake of writing may not realize there are disadvantages of being a writer. For other writers, the disadvantage can be a harsh reality. Here are some of the disadvantages of being a writer. You should be aware of all aspects of writing. Here are the 13 disadvantages of being a writer. 13 disadvantages of being a writer. Writing is hard work. Writing is challenging. Writers are not always inspiration or even in the mood to write. Writing is time consuming, especially if you're writing a novel. Writer's block hits all writers. Creativity does not always flow. Lack of inspiration, stress, time constraint, being overwhelmed, etc. You must be able to handle criticism. There is a great deal of competition. Zero in on a niche. Find your passion. No job benefits. No insurance. No health insurance. You are responsible for your own retirement plan. Must pay, keep tax records and pay self-employment taxes. You may have to work long hours to meet a deadline. I know this word. Sporadic income. Time spent alone can be hard for some people, frustrating to your family and friends. Even with the advantages and disadvantages, writing is mostly about passion. It is about doing something you love and you want to do. Mm-hmm. Those who write out of their passions don't care if they have readers or not. They don't care if they ever sell a book. What matters is they wrote, or they have write. Writing for pleasure, like journaling, blogging, etc., is fun. It's therapeutic. It can help relieve stress and help you enjoy life a little more. My suggestion, if you write because it is in you to write, ignore the disadvantages and write some more. For some writers, writing is necessary. Another category of writers writes as a career. Career writers become authors who write for the purpose of being read. Their motivation is to inform, educate, reveal, share facts, entertain, and etc. The goal of some authors is writing a bestseller. Whichever category you find yourself in, just write. Someone needs to hear what you have to say. And the references is thedictionary.com 2018, writer retrieved on April 12, 2018 from www.dictionary.com/browse/writer. I would advise anyone who aspires to a writing career that before developing his talent, he would be wise to develop a thick hide. Harper Lee, WD.
And what you think? Just let it go.
Okay. I see some things that was a little, you know, that was where was maybe a chop, not a word at it. It needed, yeah. I see a couple of those. Am I? Okay.
I heard them.
Yes, you heard them. Yes, you could. And I'm like, how can I read that? I think once, and before I forget, I think once we do this book together, and it's going to take us a little bit, we need to do a podcast on it.
That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah, like really. Yes. And really break it down for a person who's wanting to be a writer and never knew how. And here she is. And how she's going to learn. You know, and what she is learning from this.
What did you learn from that?
I learned that, wow. All I heard was inspiration. Motivation. I felt I could do it. I really listening to more of the advantages than the disadvantage. So that has, you know, because I'm hungry to want to write. And if you want to, you're going to want to see through that rose color.
You have what I was talking about the passion.
The passion. Yes. There's a lot of passion that you said that there's a reason. You're doing it because you want to be heard. And regardless if you sell it or not, you wrote it down. And that's so good to get it out of you.
Yes.
Even if it's a good thing, it still needs to come out of you. It's overflowing. So whatever it is, it needs to be on that paper because you as a person won't be here. But possibly this book will always be somewhere in somebody's library as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, hey, okay, well, I can write a book that may just totally change a whole generation of people that's maybe been lost of not knowing what their own passion was about, who they are. Because I think when you write And when you start really, truly asking yourself questions and then you answer the questions, wow, I think that that really...
So why are you wanting to write?
Mine is... I know that there are people who suffer just like I do, that go through the same turmoil, no matter what the road they traveled, they're still enduring trials and tribulation and pain.
So in one word, passion.
Passion.
You have a passion for it, whereas before you did not. Isn't it funny how God can just drop something like that in you? It's like the first time he told me to write a book, I think it was in 1994. And I was studying the book of Acts. And I heard a preacher and he said, I never preach out of a book unless I've read it 50 times. I thought, whoa. So I started reading the book of Acts 50 times. I don't remember if I ever made it to 50 times or not. But during that process, the Lord spoke to me and said, write a book. Well, it shocked me because I didn't even like to read that much, and I certainly didn't write that well. And my response was, I don't know how to write a book. His immediate response was, oh, but I do.
Exactly.
I'm like, I guess you do. You wrote the number one bestseller in the whole world. So
why would he not want us to be writers?
That settles
it. He's a writer. God is a writer.
The Holy Spirit is.
Yes.
And I tell you, when you submit yourself to that in the writing process, it's like he's writing it through you. So I get it when they say that it was inspired by the Holy Spirit,
yes,
but it was written by men,
yes,
that the Bible was, because I was inspired on several books that I wrote. In fact, the book External Scars from Internal Wounds, the Lord told me to write it and gave me the name of the book. And it's like our internal wounds is what causes the external scars.
Correct.
That we get when we self-harm or when we try to commit suicide and it fails. And
it's a lash of a tongue as well. It can be your external comes out from internal, like mm-hmm. you said, and the lash of a tongue to someone, mm-hmm. a malice or strife that's caused, that becomes, you know, it's like a, you know, what comes to me, and I don't do drugs in any way, but, and I don't sit here and think, oh my gosh, because you did, I think you're lower or I'm better in any way, but what comes to me is, because I have done counseling to, you know, drug addictions and alcohol people and things like that. And I have not ever, thank the Lord, been addicted to sex and food. Those were my two addictions. And people say those are not addictions. Yes,
they are.
They are a huge addiction. So when I think of someone, especially in these last 4 years, the people that have been kind of around me, you know, their meth heads. And they're very well, they cover it up. They hide it from you, though they think they're hiding.
We can't hide nothing.
You can't.
So, advantages, you've got them.
Yes.
And you understood what the advantages of writing were.
Yeah.
So, by reading this first chapter, you are more motivated to write, do you
mm-hmm.
think?
Yeah.
Or yeah. less motivated to write. You said you paid more attention to the
advantages than the disadvantage, because, you know, I went to school to be journalism and writing little short stories, but to think to write a book, no, I would have never.
But the Lord also spoke to you and told you to write a book too.
Just within the
so
last few weeks.
So there's that inspiration.
Correct.
Like when something
inspired
traumatic.
From the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. And I agree. You're about to say something traumatic, I think, usually is what causes
triggers,
that.
Triggers, yes. It
yeah.
can trigger us to want to tell the story so that it can help other people.
It's the part when you come... I think the part that triggered me was the part was, do you still want to continue living the life you are right now? I'm serious. That's...
So writing a book will help you not to get out of that and not continue to live the same life?
Because
you're saying?
I do, because I believe the more I spoke it into the atmosphere, into existence, saying, I no longer want to walk the ways of this world, that I surrender, that I need you to please put people in my life that's going to cause a massive impact of greatness and goodness for your kingdom and for my life and those who all are.
Lord, girl, get it.
That's exactly how I feel. And that's what that trauma, because there was so much trauma going on, I'm not kidding you, about 2 weeks ago. Hardcore trauma I was dealing with. And with, like you said, in that trauma in an instant, something just, the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me and said, you know what you're going to do today. And it was the same way when I wanted a divorce too. I'm serious.
That's definitely a podcast.
It really was. It was on that second day after crying and no response from it. I got up the third morning and then I sat up beside the bed and I said, I think I know what I'm going to do today. And it was that trauma of those 2 days that countered it something and jarred and started jerking and it started shaking what was really needing to be filtered through that little fine mesh strainer. And when it popped out, I went, oh my goodness, I know what I'm going to do today. When I said that,
write a book?
No, I'm going to take my heart back. Because there's no need for you to...
That's
what I did. And when I did, immediately, the whole luggage of baggage of all that I carried, the weight of all...
So how does that correlate with the book?
When
the writing,
I said how I knew again, when all that trauma 2 weeks ago happened, and I was going through that, and the lowest of wanting to give up. I was hopeless, wanting to give up. Didn't want to do. I wanted to run away. I wanted to be in a hole. I didn't care if anybody knew anything about me anymore. Because if my kids didn't even want me, what makes you think you wanted me? And God says, oh, let me show you.
Let me.
And he shook me again. Like that with that strainer, that mesh strainer, and that little pop, what did come out. And what was kept in the sifter up here didn't need to come down no more in the sifted part. And he said, and I said, I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to start writing a book.
There it is.
And there it was. It took that. I needed to be sifted. That old stuff needed to be thrown out.
So what in this chapter do you think is going to help you move from, I know what I'm going to do today, I'm going to write a book, to move a little bit?
Because it's your number three, your advantages of being a writer. You can teach others how to do things.
Yeah, and you want to teach others.
You can touch the hearts of readers.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to do in the area of relationships,
yes.
You said.
Relationships. With yourself, with God, with the world.
And with others.
And with others.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us today. This has been Cindy Hyde and Maria Pineapple talking about the Writer's Workshop, the workbook, a workbook for writers who want to be authors or entrepreneurs. It's on Amazon.com /author/Cindy Hyde. Go get your copy.